update your home and save big money with Mastercraft Doors at Menards. For over 50 years, Mastercraft has been making quality doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection of interior and exterior doors ready to take home today. Or design your door your way with our free designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on Mastercraft Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Today on another compelling episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, when one woman begins to feel mental stress in her life, she seeks the help of medical professionals. After countless tests, no one could confidently say precisely what she was suffering from, until she found peace and a feeling of rejuvenation in the most unexpected of places. That haunting story and more today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, 855-853-4802. Is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, you can always write in at realghoststoriesonline.com if you'd like access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, the episodes that I whisper at night to myself in a little tape recorder underneath my pillow. It's like, hi, everybody. This is Tony. This is an exclusive pillow talk version of Real Ghost Stories Online. And then I whisper, and then eventually I'm kind of out, and you just hear me snoring a little bit. And then you hear someone yell, like from the outside, like Harper, who has a room on the opposite side of the house. You're snoring! And then I put on the CPAP mask, and then you just hear that sound for the rest of the recording. It's a great ghost story to fall asleep to. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. Actually, that's not there. But you get access to all of our bonus episodes, all commercial free. Check it out at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program.
Friend.
What's going on?
Speaking of sleeping, I have been having the weirdest dreams lately.
I have too.
It's like, and they're not scary. They're actually funny.
Yeah.
And the first one, and I know why, because I wanted to start playing Wordle. I mean, who doesn't?
Haven't tried it yet.
And I love it.
Yeah.
So one day I looked up, you know, how do you play Wordle? And that night I fell asleep and I dreamt that I was trying to play Wordle and I couldn't do it. And it was just like, I am not smart enough to play this game. And I was really upset because I usually can figure shit out. And I'm like, literally, I'm not smart enough. So everybody's, all my friends, everybody's like, have you been playing Wordle? Have you been? I'm like, no, you got to try it. I'm like, I'm not smart enough. They would all say, yes, you are. And I'm like, I'm not smart enough.
Yeah.
And I was like really offended. Then the next night, I dreamt that I drew a picture of Lee Bryce, country music singer. And I was like, it's not very good, but I still carried it with me everywhere. Everybody was like, that picture of Lee Bryce is amazing. And I'm like, it's really not very good. They go, no, it's really, really good. Like, that's the best picture of Lee Bryce
I've ever seen. He's like carrying it like into Walmart?
Yeah, everywhere I went, I took this picture of Lee Bryce. I don't know where that one came from. And then the one I had last night, I don't know where this one came from. But come to find out, unbeknownst to me, the whole Kardashian thing was a parody. It was like Waiting for Guffman or Best in Show. Like their show is a total parody. And I'm like, the Kardashians? And they're like, yeah. I go, it's not true. Like, I mean, I get that. Like, it's not totally true, but it's a parody? Oh, yeah. None of them are like that. And everybody knew but me. And I'm like, you mean like all those, the clothes and the Photoshop fails, all that stuff? That's wow. Part of it. Yeah. Yeah. It's just a parody. It's a funny show. And I'm like, I had no idea. And they go, but have you seen the outtake reel? And I'm like, no. Like, go to YouTube. And so that's all like this freaking stand up. Like Kris Jenner was like funny AF, and Kim Kardashian's just basically doing stand up. God, I feel so stupid all this time.
Wow. So you so really, yeah.
If I see anything Kardashian today, I was like, it's parody. They're not real.
You are.
It's a comedy show.
So if something ever happens and you kind of like snap and these start talking about these things, and be like, she's been having dreams about this shit for a while.
I know.
And now she thinks it's real.
Yeah. She thinks they're a parody.
Yep.
So, but they kind of, in a way, I guess, sort of, I wouldn't say they're a pair, but it's not really real life either.
It's a nightmare is what it is. It's like basically staged nightmare.
But it was supposed to, like, the whole thing was like a Best in Show.
Yeah.
Or Spinal Tap sort of parody thing. And I'm like, man, I didn't get it. Like,
unfortunately.
All these years, I had no idea.
No, unfortunately, it's not. That's the sad part of all of that.
Right.
God. Wow. Well, that's great. I've had dreams that like make no sense with just complete random people in them. And I'm getting blackmailed constantly in my dreams. I'm like, what are you talking about? I was like, what the fuck? Like, I don't, huh? It's been weird. And I don't know.
What brings that up? Like, are you feeling...
I don't know.
Having some anxiety. It almost sounds like some kind of weird stress dream.
And the thing is, I know. And it's the thing is, I feel really good right now. Like, I don't really have anything that's a big stressor to me at all. Like, I was saying this the other day. I'm like, it's been a while since I've kind of just felt really at peace with most things.
Your life is good.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know why. Maybe that's why. Because everything is at such peace that I'm just kind of, like, waiting for some other shit to happen. Because that's just kind of how it rolls, you know? But I don't know. I mean, I think my mind, when it is very much at peace, has more of the crazy dreams than it is when I'm really stressed about something. So I guess bring on the crazy dreams. I'm totally cool with that. As long as the rest.
And while you're at it, yeah. Try Wordle and see if you're smart enough.
Yes, exactly. So that's if life is going good and I'm having crazy dreams, I'll take that. That'll.
I should add that I did start playing Wordle and I have not been stumped yet. And I guess I'm smart enough.
Is it a game you play against anybody else?
No, but you share, like, that's what everybody's sharing on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
Like
the blocks.
Getting the, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just like,
so you do share it. So it's like, look at me, I figured it out. And the last, I've played 6 days and four of my guests in 4 tries, which is pretty good.
I'm just
going to
start posting like blank pieces of just white squares that show like I got nothing and be like, I played Wordle again. Nothing.
They'll be all gray.
All gray.
Just okay. Make them all gray.
Make them all gray. All right.
I think it'd be really hard to make them all gray because you can only do words. I mean, no, you could figure that out. But so you can't put a fake word up there. They have to be actual words.
Okay. I don't know how it works, but I will.
I keep telling you, you got to try it.
I'll try it at one moment in time.
See if you're smart enough.
We'll see. I'm going to...
Fingers.
I'm going to put my...
Because I know the feeling. I know what it's like when you feel like you're not smart enough.
Setting the bar low already. all right. Let's start with the first story here today. It says, hey, guys, I've really enjoyed listening to your podcast and have always found horror stories very interesting. I'm very terrified of ghosts, and your podcast has really helped me learn more about them. When I was around 9 years old, I would stay at my grandparents' house with my sister over the weekends. They lived in a pretty old house, and I remember I always felt something was off, especially in the guest bathroom. It could have just been my imagination as I was very young, got scared very easily, but something about their house was strange. Every night we would take turns telling scary stories. My sister always was really good at telling them, and she was always looking into ghost stories online, and she'd share the best ones with us. One night she told us about Scary Mary, which is about a girl who lived in the middle of nowhere on a farm. Girl loved looking at herself in the mirror, and one night while she was looking at herself, her house caught fire, leaving her stuck in a mirror. She hated the way she looked after the fire and began trying to switch places with girls through the mirror. The story couldn't have been real, but still made me terrified. I never wanted to look in a mirror again. The next day, my granddad left with my sisters to go golfing while I was taking a shower in the guest bathroom. When I finished my shower, I went into the guest room to change when I heard a loud noise. Assumed it was my grandpa doing the dishes. I didn't worry about it until I tried to walk back into the bathroom. The door only opened about a foot because something was in the way. I looked through the door to find a big, heavy mirror that had been on that wall for years and fallen. There was no way anyone could get through. My granddad somehow managed to get the mirror out of the bathroom. The mirror was shattered and left a large dent in the wall. Since then, my grandparents have moved out of that house, and everybody took it as a coincidence. My family is very religious and doesn't believe in things like spirits, so when I tell them stories like this, they always come up with possible reasons to why they might have happened. I've always thought that this wasn't just some coincidence, and maybe a spirit lives in their old house. I don't believe it could have been Scary Mary, though, as she's just made up. But am I wrong for thinking something is strange about that old house? I'm going to say, I don't know that they're really looking at it this way in the story, unless I'm missing something, that she was called out of that room by something because something knew that that mirror was about to fall. And not so much as it's Scary Mary or anything to do with the mirror and somebody in it. Something knew that there was going to be, that if she was standing there and it fell, it could really hurt her. So I'm wondering if that's what was going on, that she got out of that room and then tried to go back in, and that's when, you know, it was down.
Yeah, that's a good point. So maybe, I mean, maybe the kind of paranormal thing, if you will, isn't so much that the mirror fell off the wall. Maybe it was just time, and for whatever reason, the house had shifted and the mirror fell off the wall.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is that something got her out of there.
Exactly. That's what I think the paranormal thing is, not that the mirror fell.
Yeah. Which I would like to think that would be a more comforting thought. That's what really happened.
Yes, yes.
I think that's what I would prefer to think.
Yeah, I mean, if it was an evil thing, it would keep you in that room. It would lock the door on you, and then the mirror would shatter and cut you. And, you know, then you'd lose your legs. And it would be like that horrible scene on that bad ghost movie, Ghost Ship. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
Oh, my God. It's so corny. But it's kind of neat because it's on an old ship, and I like that. And the opening scene is everyone is at the ball on the roof of the top of the ship, and the band is playing, and it's literally like almost the whole crew and everybody that's on the boat. And some sort of rope line is being stretched with the wind above everyone. And suddenly it snaps and breaks. And basically this rope just flies through the whole crowd at like breakneck speed. And everyone's still standing there dancing, but everybody stops. And then suddenly they all start falling in half because the rope sliced through everyone like cheese. And it's such a gory sight. Why they had to ghost ship, because everybody died at the dance that night.
It's just so funny. There could be so many other reasons why you would have a ghost ship.
Yeah.
That could actually happen.
Yeah. So I'm always very concerned with tension lines now, you know, because
why wouldn't you be after seeing that?
That's why I've only seen one of the Final Destinations movies as well, because that ruined me for life for like roller coasters and airplanes.
Oh, yeah. Because it could just chop your head off.
You want to see the most traumatic, in one of my opinions, crash scenes ever in movies? Final Destination. Fucking horrific. Going down.
I've never seen
that. You don't want to see it. It's like, it just shows them going down and burning to death in like real time on a plane crash. And it's just like, shit. If that's what it's like, that'd be fucking horrible. And I mean, it's just, it's one of those things you can't unsee.
Well, some of those too, it's like, okay, I know this isn't real, but if that happened, I really think it would look a whole lot like that.
Exactly. Cause it's portraying something as realistic as it likely is. It wasn't like, let's make this, you know, with bombs going off as well. It's all about deaths that occur in just freaky situations. And that would be probably, you know, God, I don't know. I've never been a huge fan of flying. I will fly when I need to. I can do it. But I know it's safer than driving, but I still would prefer driving half the time. I think it's a control thing too, where I just like, you know, being in control of where I'm going and when.
And I'm just over all the people. It's like, God,
yeah,
it's just uncomfortable. You're sitting in that little bitty seat.
Oh my God. Well, and relying on them to be on time or anything like that.
All that's of that, another, it's stress.
Yeah. That's why I drive. Because most of the time, the places I'm going to go to, I could fly, but I'll end up spending that much time in layovers and being stuck in airports as it would take to just get there, or within like 3 hours difference. And if I'm that close, I'm like, I'm driving. Might as well.
You can listen to podcasts. You can sing. You can do all this stuff.
Yeah. It's like, it's doable. All right, let's go to our next letter. It says, hey guys, I really enjoy and love your show because I feel as if I'm not completely alone on this strange part of town. I finally decided to write in after hearing many people's experiences and my mom encouraging me to do so. She jokes it would probably take almost a year to write down all my experiences because they haven't only been experiences. It's been part of my everyday life, starting from when I was in my mother's womb. My mom would write in some of hers, but she's not too fluent in English, as Spanish is her main language. I'll probably write in some of those experiences in parts to not make it too long. I never would have imagined this was the type of life that awaited me. I've been to points in life where I don't feel right. Things that have happened are so out of this world and so super hard to believe, I don't even know where to start or explain myself since it's so much. I'm physically fine, but I question my sanity many times. Even though I've been to almost every type of doctor out there, yes, even psychiatrists, and even she said there are things in this world that cannot be explained. Obviously, she asked for proof. She got it, which left her with that reply. Okay, well, first, I'm colorblind. I became colorblind at the age of 17 in 2009. I was in U.S. history class at 11:16 a.m. I'll never forget. I only see shades of gray, but I see everything that's not of this world in color, as in ghosts, spirits, etc. Seeing, feeling, talking, and hearing them is not normal to this paranormally affected community, so I'm not so odd there. As you know, there's far worse out there than once human entities, etc. I spent a lot of time with spirits from different backgrounds, which I've grown to appreciate and love very much. One of whom is so ultra mega special. I know a lot of spirits, good and bad, from hundreds and hundreds of years ago, not just from the USA or merely 100 years back. I've had some appear to me from different places of the world, and very old ones like you wouldn't imagine. Second, I do not sleep much. If I do, it's only during the day. If not, I'll go without sleep for days. My longest time of not sleeping has been around 8 days, going on 9. I get weak during the day, so I just prefer sticking to night, which is bad, especially when school starts, since I'm majoring in mortuary science field and classes are in the day. Third, I can sense cemeteries from miles away. I don't need no map to tell me where a cemetery is at. I just say, go here, make a left, right, etc., all that jazz. I don't know how to explain it, but as cheesy as it sounds, I just follow some sort of pull in my heart, and that pull connects my brain that automatically will know where that cemetery is located at. If I get ill, I don't go to the ER, I go to the cemetery. My health will get better, no matter how much my blood pressure drops or if I pass out. I've had the breath sucked out of me and a squeeze to my heart that feels hollow at the end. I've panicked, thinking this is really it. I'm going to die of some sort of asthma attack. Thing is, I don't have asthma. Some stupid shadow has been following me since I was born. We think it might be a demonic shadow. I was in my mother's room and she was slowly demeriting in her pregnancy with me. Plus, 9 months came and no sign of an actual 9-month baby bump. During her pregnancy, she thought she was not going to make it. Anyways, when I was born with a cord around my neck, but my hand blocked it from shutting my air supply. During my birth, my mom said the lights went out and my room got very cold. And my mom said she saw a big bulge that was so black stood out in the darkness. She imagined nothing good was hiding under that. When I was brought home, I was dropped accidentally by my cousin because she tripped, but I landed on the couch, so I guess it was good instead of falling straight to the floor. 1 month later, she said my cousins were acting strange. When she left to make my baby milk, she saw two of my cousins sneaking out of the bedroom. And when she returned, I was by the edge of the bed, not where she had left me, surrounded by pillows in the center. If I'd fallen, I would have gotten hurt badly. When she confronted my cousins in the moment, she said their physical appearance was them, but something in their face or eyes did not seem right. A few nights later, my dad, in a sleepwalking state, shook my cradle violently. My mom was screaming hysterically, thinking he had probably killed me by then. He said he was fighting some sort of demonic thing, trying to take me. When everyone woke up to the noise, they couldn't find me anywhere, until later they heard a noise behind a door in between a wall. I was there sleeping. That's just my first months of life. It's anger, pain, sadness, depression, tears, basically bad heartbreaks, to put it simply. I can sense people's emotions on such a level that it becomes mine. I'll start seeing memories of things that don't belong to me until recently I figured out it's emotions and memories of some people I encounter throughout the day or night. In my 23 years of life, I have learned to understand victims of rape, violence, kidnapping, trapped, etc., you name it, because of the sponge-like life I have hovering and hanging over me. I absorb negativity, basically. I can tell the difference between my memories and others. And as crazy as it may sound, adding to this already long letter, I stand firm by reincarnation. I believe it. I won't go into those stories, but personally, I know it. Just wanting to get that out of the way. I know it's so hard to believe. That's why I was so hesitant to write in. I've seen so much and still living in it, but I still question myself, like, oh my God, is this really real? I've had good things of this sort of stuff happen to me too. So I can't say everything has been a black hole. One special thing, I can wipe tears away from my face as animals because they're special. And I'm sure many know of certain special bonds that can be made with them. One in particular is when I see hawks. I've had one quickly stand on my shoulder, and some others have landed in front of me as well. I have a picture of one hawk I named Lucin. Come, stand in front of me. If you'd like to see it, let me know. I'll gladly send it in. I remember you guys had a man once named Oscar on the show. Me and my mom heard him, and she said he's seen some things similar to me. So it helps to know there are more people who would sort of understand it in a way. It's understandable if they wouldn't believe, but I prefer people not believing me than having them seeing to believe my sort of life. I feel like there's somewhere I need to go, but I do not know where. Something I need to do, but I don't know what. Something more out there, beyond the human eye. I believe in God, His Mother Mary, angels, saints, demons, Satan. A full believer in Jesus Christ. He's kept my head up, no matter how violent the ocean waves crash down. Plus, angels attract me. I get those good types of goosebumps when I get lost in thought about them. That's my way of coping and surviving this reality. Anyway, I'm sorry for the super long letter. I really never put some of it out there. I feel old just writing it down, as if I've begun writing some sort of biographical movie about myself. Anyway, I hope to hear it on the air, since I always listen to your show. I get happy whenever I see a new one's been posted. Sorry if I rambled off topic. I'm just weird writing it down. Okay, guys, thanks. All the best. Thoughts on all that?
There's so much.
Yes.
That's the kind of thing that's so far outside of anything that I have experience with, because it's so much more than I think what most of us would, like, I would say 99.9 of us don't have that kind of ability.
Yeah.
And that kind of sensitivity and all of the things, you know. And once again, I find it really interesting, and I'm assuming he or she is just drawn to mortuary sciences, because I think, you know, when you're that sensitive to everything, it's like, maybe, you know, are you putting yourself into situations that kind of exacerbates your problem? But is it a problem? You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's like, so maybe if you took a job that was in retail or something, to where you weren't around it and you were busy throughout the day, you know, that could help.
Yeah.
I don't know. But do you want help for it? Is it something that you've accepted and it's kind of, this is the way it is, and you're more comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you would choose a profession like that. I don't know. That would be somebody who'd be great to interview because we have would have a lot of questions.
It would be. There's a lot of things you could dig into with someone who's had a life like that.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that one with us. Let's get one more call in. Hi.
My name is Hank. I live in Newark, Delaware. I'd like to share a story with you guys. I don't know if it's supernatural or paranormal, but I do know that it was kind of weird, but comforting at the same time. Well, here it goes. I dated a guy back in 2011, and the relationship was wonderful. We had fun times together. We talked about just about everything. But as things sometimes happen, you know, it just didn't work out. But we remained friends. While we were in the relationship, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And he sought treatment for it and everything. But by then, we had kind of split up. So we weren't in a relationship, but he, you know, went for treatment and stuff. And eventually, you know, the cancer was gone and, you know, things like that. So, but while all this was happening, you know, we kept in contact, whether it was through email or text or phone calls. We didn't completely just, you know, got rid of each other. But fast forward about maybe a year later, we contacted each other again, and we talked, and he said, you know, we should, you know, go out for breakfast and everything. So we did, and that was actually the last time I saw him. So about maybe 5 months after that, the cancer returned, and I had just was thinking about him that day, and I sent him a message, and he told me, yeah, the cancer returned. I was like, oh, God. And he said, you know, he's seeking treatment again. And that was that. About a few months after that, I called him again, but he sounded really odd. And he said he'd call me back. And that day never happened. That day never came. He eventually passed. And it was weird because I called him, you know, because, again, I was thinking about him. And his voicemail was full. So that was odd right there. I knew something was serious, you know, other than the fact that, you know, he was seeking treatment and things like that. I figured something is more, you know, something bad is happening. So about an hour later after the phone call, his niece calls me and he says, you know, he's in the hospital, you know. And I was like, okay. So eventually I was going to go up there probably the next day. But later on that day, she calls back and she tells me he passed. And it was a shock. It was really, really shocking because I'd never dealt with anybody that I dated passing away. And so it was really new to me. It was shocking and just sad, just downright sad. So, but later on that night, I had this burning sensation on, it was on the palm of my hand, but it was on the left side of the palm. I can't even explain this correctly, but it was below the pinky. This area was like kind of burning and itchy before. And what's so weird about it is because the guy, you know, that passed, the guy I dated, he had this red patch on the same hand, the same area as I had the burning. And I'm not sure if that sounds so crazy, but I'm not sure if that was his way of you know, of saying goodbye, because he never called me back, because, you know, he ended up passing before he got to. And I never really got a chance to say goodbye to him and things like that. So I don't know if that was his way of maybe reaching out, saying, you know, hey, you know, I'm here, I'm sorry, you know, I didn't call you back that time. I don't know. But it was really odd, and I have since had that problem. Prior to that, I haven't had that problem. And since then, I haven't had that problem. So that's why I'm kind of linking it to possibly him reaching out saying, you know, hey, I'm sorry, you know, I'm still here, that kind of thing. But anyway, I want to know what you guys think. And please, I hope I didn't sound crazy or, you know, out of it, but just my thoughts. And I'd like to hear what your thoughts are. And I love the show. Love, love, love the show. But if you can, please, I'd like some feedback. Thanks, and you guys take care. Bye.
Thoughts on that?
Well, you know I have thoughts on that one. Number one, it really touched my heart. And that kind of, you know, and even if you break up with somebody, sometimes it's not the right person, but doesn't mean that that's not the that person still can't be in your life.
Sure.
It's just not that relationship. Maybe you're supposed to be friends, and but you're still connected real intensely with that person, which yeah, obviously they were. But, you know, one of my friends recently lost her dad, and I was talking to her over the weekend, and she's like, I just want, you know, a sign from him. I want some kind of signal. And I said, you know, and we've said it before in the show, you know, when you're looking for the really big, like writing in the sky type of sign, that's, you know, the odds of that happening are nothing. Look for small signs. Look for a sign that you're going to know. Like I said, like a cardinal, or yeah, I said, some people it's cardinal. Some people, she goes, oh my God, the day he died, there was a cardinal trying to get in my house. And which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
And she said, it's been back every day since. And I'm like, well, maybe you need to talk to the bird, you know, or something. But when it's something like that, like with his, like what happened to him, that's something so specific that that wouldn't mean something to everyone he knew. It would mean something to him. You know, he was able to connect that with the ex.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I think absolutely. Why wouldn't that be him? Because, you know, it's like, why else would that have happened? And I don't know. I think it was.
No, I completely
agree.
I
think it's one of those signs that if it happened to somebody else, that person might not get it for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a way that he knew that he would be receptive to that. He would be open. He would get it.
I agree.
So,
thank you for
those kind of stories are always the best.
It was a good one. Thank you for.
I mean, they're sad. Don't get me wrong.
Sure,
a sad story, but it's just that it gives you that kind of, yeah, you know, that there's some peace and some closure,
mm-hmm,
in a really difficult time.
Carol finds joy in your grief.
Right. Like, so twisted.
It's going to wrap up today's episode.
There's something about those stories that I find very beautiful.
There is. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, sorry, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person in EPP. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes. It's all commercial free. We thank you in advance for that. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.